Hey, I'd like to welcome you to another episode of Mission Matters. My name is Adam Torres, and I'm proud to announce that we're at Indianapolis at the PRI Show, biggest motorsports event of the country. And today, my guest is Greg Miller over at Keystone. First off, hey, Greg, I just want to say welcome to the show.
Thank you.
So, Greg, one of the reasons I'm excited to have you on the show today is I wanted to know more about Keystone, of course, but I also want to get to know about PRI. I want to know about the racing industry and really give my audience a glimpse into the world of racing from an expert like yourself. So, first off, let's get us kicked off. How did you get started in the racing profession and sport?
It's something for me. I started my sheet theater at the Andy Back in Waterloo.
Oh, Nick, got it here. Along with Satinier and Walter, and bring her from
the worker.
It's indeed.
So, what drew you to staying in the sport and getting involved? Like, what excites you about race?
That's the family atmosphere. All people will be just switching in one.
He doesn't. It's too silly.
It's so old mindset. Listening is any others. There's generations. So I feel good race at the family piece. So it's something that it's just well for a lot of memory. For added to fifth, you see the drag section is an outside meal. We're in the middle of consultant that you're really there out and I enjoy and I love white living. The kids still out and certainly still balls of team. And I've had a little race for a lot of one, but mommy races and yes, in one minute. Stuff like that, you like to be at the heart of their line on that theory, she'd go up.
Wow, so four generations. What's that like growing up in a racing family?
It's just something big. It's everybody grows up and just like the commercial on TV can't stop you from being your parents, you know, literally. And so watching you can do that, but it's self building.
So tell us a little bit more about Keystone.
Escobar Pickers.
Wow, congratulations.
It's been the Asteroids racetrack back in the day, the old National Fields, and it's driven. I love it. This driven by rates and care of things and album, great brains, beating our family and blood.
So, what do you run? Tell us a little more about specifics.
It's a drought trip, as long as we have thrown them out there. I don't recently need every car and met world's fusion. They just want a lot of money, but it's their place. They're at properties. So
one of the things is I kind of know as I'm getting a little closer to the sport and understand. So Jason's been working this, but he's been teaching me. So the digitization of these racetracks, like what does that mean for the business?
Well, motorsports in general has been a very part of business, has been technology. And with trackside development, it has been a very huge help with and being even modernized. With today's society, a lot of young men we were in the battle war competition are traveling for our as going by and if there's utilization we need to be brought the weather intro to facility spots that just like especially it's rather messing with very making about them more a while. So, there's fletchments like technology that would see the way you get eyes on one feeding truck that was many that I used to start and it's the Gary Johnson.
Yeah. So, a lot of business owners, a lot of entrepreneurs, a lot of executives watch this show. And I'm always interested to learn about new areas of entrepreneurship. What's it like running a track?
Well, as a lot of businesses, you always look in that service. You got to make the best of it and build it as big as possible. The drag strip, any type of motorsport, it's so challenging because you never have full control. So you dealt with Mother Nature, you're dealing with everything else, family events, other events nearby. So it makes it tough. So it's the challenge of operating art. We were in relative and making it easy.
And give me an idea here, so I'm just trying to picture this. So, like, any given season, how many people come to the stands?
Well, at all there. Without doing the weather as that, all to which it did this year. But it depends on how bad you can go from come on or people get the subsidy. So you can go up to 10,000, and your stretch to drought is 40.
Oh, my God.
They get them in and then get them out. We always kind of iron the oral payments and see where you can finish to make things better. And
So obviously multiple generations in the race car business. What excites you right now? It could be the cars, the tracks, technology, just in general. What excites you right now about Rayco?
Yeah, I would say just everything. My theme and coming to
having goals of where you want to be in the business and in everything that works as well as school is that. And that goes with change on the I mean, he puts the work, they've got the assignment, the work, the attitude.
Yeah, and so for my viewers, so I was in a couple of panels that Jason did, and there were a couple of events that Jason put together from Trackside, and Greg was one of those panels. And I know you from what at least I've watched from afar is somebody that's like pushing the vision, pushing like what's next, and also like what can be done in the racetrack. And so that being said, what is your vision for what you hope for Keystone moving forward?
Continue to grow. May set up a facility you see the water being at, and we'll just make them in on the matter so for you to stop. It's just growing the business, getting the people there, building the family, making things diverse. And the overall, you know, high end is this great arts. Everybody else have that memory of growing up there. You hear so many stories of, oh, when I was a kid, I used to do that and do different stuff like that. So that's what your age would be. Nobody could get a bright.
So one of the things that I've noticed is I've been around here, and now I think I'm like 4 or 5 interviews in on this particular series. A lot of the word community, the racing community, puts himself over and over again. What does community mean to you?
It's that for you. Anything that you got to do on the rocky track, everybody's there.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter how loud it is or where it is. You know, for us, it's a loser and has this issue. Race car wise, everybody's there. Well, it's not very blue and you're gross on these things, stuff like that. But actually, I mean, personal, unfortunately, some says the crazy, something sad, if I got something good for 100. Everybody's like disappointed. That on there's something you're such followers.
Yeah, I think it's interesting because for me, this is my first year out to ARI, but it won't be my last year. I already said it. Like year one, okay, I'm the new guy here. Next year, somebody else is gonna be their year one. So I'll be year two. So how long are you coming out to ARI?
Actually, it used to be in Florida. And they interrupt in your small, probably in years later a lot.
5, 10, what do you think? Yeah, I guess. Wow. What draws you to come back? What brings you back year after year?
The relationships, a lot of pizza, but the other racetracks and facilities. You only get to see them one half of the year because they're all my religious. So I'm going to hear the seed and reap on the base of the other youth farmers and sponsors and stuff like that. We build meetings. So it's a man and keeping the connections and everything.
Yeah, I was thinking about it because that particular one where you were on the panel that I watched, a lot of racetrack winners in that room, and I'm thinking to myself, wow, this is where you finally get to talk shop. And even if it's the, oh my gosh, they did that or this, and like you have that commonality or like connection or that bond with those other racetrack owners.
Yeah, I try to share, you know, with them and the new share. And everybody saw Pete Henry. And it works for one track, may not work for another, but for things that other people come up with that you may never thought of, so it could help you as well. So it's no extra game. Get together, go over stuff that may not be worse, and you know, get better.
Man, that's awesome. Well, Greg, hey, I just want to say thank you for coming on the show today. It's been a lot of fun, and I know I'm going to be working with you and getting to know more about you, your story, and Keystone. That being said, if somebody wants to learn more about Keystone Raceway and just follow your journey, what's the best way for them to do that?
I'm on our website, KeystoneRaceway.com, and that's our first.
Fantastic. And for the audience, we'll put all that information in the show notes so that you can just click on the links and go check out the sites. And speaking of the audience, if this is your first time with Mission Matters, don't forget, hit that subscribe button. You got more interviews coming up. We got more in store for you, so don't forget, hit that subscribe.